This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
I want to be the very best, like no one ever was.
Of course, I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Game Break. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are catchable, and I'm joined by my co-host.
Something. The journey is my call, Pokemon.
You butchered that, my friend.
I did.
Well, in order to recover, let's thank anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
And if you guys want to hear my mixtape, you can download KissBop 69 to hear me, the ABC's remix, and all these other enjoyable songs you can hear me butcher and destroy.
KissBop 69 420.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's a cool number for no apparent reason.
Coming out this Friday, whenever this Friday is, so whenever you're listening to this, it came out. It's coming out this Friday.
It's a co-launch. It, like, works together.
Mm-hmm.
And, speaking of working together, totally didn't plan that. We are back with our ranked series. Now, in order to start a journey into the ranked world, we have to start with Generation 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Generation 1 am I talking about? Of course, I'm talking about Pokemon. You're on the Get Comfy Game Break, so we're talking about video games. So today we're going to be ranking every single Kanto Pokemon. We got S tier, A, B, C, D. In case you people don't know how to do the ABCs, S comes first, as always.
You always. You kind of sounded like a New Day when you go like W, W, E. You sounded
What about the hips? My hips aren't as fluid
My hips were moving while I mean, you can't see them from my waist down, but my hips were moving when you were saying ranking every Pokemon.
One of us has to have fluid hips. Mine aren't. Yeah. Mine are very much locked in place.
Like Shakira told me once, my hips are mine. So Shakira told me that, so she can't be lying.
My hips tell me the truth, and that I'm getting old. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for that. Anyway, let's get into this list because we have all 150 Pokemon to get to. This list does include Mew. For those of you who are just like very like purist about all that.
Oh, are we going to do the Pokemon rap? As we go down to each Pokemon? Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur, Charmander.
I feel like I would, like, stumble after Caterpie and just forget everything. But I guess we'll start with Pokemon number one, Bulbasaur.
One of the easier starters if you do the Kanto one.
Yes, and I also want to point out we must both agree, again, if you're new to this, we must both agree, because we're working together, on where to place these Pokemon. If we can't come to a conclusion, we'll find a middle ground somewhere in between our two ranks.
Mm-hmm.
So, in good sportsmanship, I don't know if that's what you want to call it, I'm going to pass Bulbasaur off to you first. Where do you think we're going with Bulbasaur?
With Bulbasaur, I want. I'll say C.
C. I like Bulbasaur. See, like Bulbasaur is one of the few Pokemon I would never evolve.
Yeah,
and like I would just rock like Ash did, and like I'd rock with Bulbasaur because I like Bulbasaur so much. The rest of the line is meh, but I'll give you C tier for Bulbasaur.
I'm also thinking logically, because remember, if you're doing the Kanto one, if you pick Bulbasaur, your trainer will pick, your rival will pick Charmander, the weakest type. And starting off, Bulbasaur doesn't have the really great offense moves as well, and once Charmander learns Amber, you're kind of screwed.
Helps you with Brock's gym, though.
Helps you with Brock and Misty, but like, you lose a lot of money, though, against Gary, if you don't have a water type or something to stop his Charmeleon when you get to Misty gym.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, that's when you get like a Politoed or Poliwhirl or whatever they call it.
No, you can't get that. You need an Olrod, and the Olrod gets your magic card. Or if you want to buy a magic card, that's $500.
That's the cheat code. You just buy your Pokemon. It's like adopt, don't shop, but you just buy it. Ivysaur.
I'll give you this one. This is up to you. Legendary is like
what? I'm gonna say C tier.
C tier or Legendary? Okay,
right. It's only because like not much has really changed.
You'd
rank this higher than Bulbasaur.
I would only because
you're clinically insane.
Well, we know this. I love it because the sound of Bulbasaur. I was like, Ivysaur. It was like really adorable and really cute. But I'll give you C since Bulbasaur. All
right, Venusaur. I'm thinking S tier.
You're thinking S tier. It's the final
evolution starter. Come on. I mean, grant you, starters can very much go off the rails as we've seen in recent generations, but this is an OG starter.
I'll give it to you.
Although on the Pokemon card, he kind of looks a little gross.
Are we also doing that? We each both have one to veto.
Yeah, you can, like, one override and, like,
all right.
Make that happen. All right. I feel like I'll use it here if you have anything to say about this Pokemon. Charmander.
I'll put it in A tier. Only because... Now, hear me out.
All right.
Hear me out.
First seed before I judge.
You're really screwed. Because I had such a hard time... with Rock's gym, because Rock is strong against fire, and then you go up to Misty, which is water, so it gave me a lot of hard time with it. So it was a tough air battle, and also I remember in the anime where Charmander is like about to die, he's in the water and Ash.
He almost died.
Yeah, but I also like said bad memories, so I would have turned
into a prick. Turn into a prick later on, so like maybe. Yeah, there you go. I'll give it A. Anything lower than A,
I might have
had to come through this mic and strangle you. Charmeleon. I'm going A. Or no, S.
You're going S?
Charmeleon. I like the Charmander line. I really do. Spoiler for...
I don't like it. I'll give it an A.
All right, A. You are so... Bro, if you put, like, Spearow at S tier, I'm gonna kill you. I'm just saying. No debate here. Charizard is going to S tier. I swear if you said anything else, I would have ended you. All right, where are we going with the Squirtle boy? I feel like I know where you're gonna put this.
S tier.
Okay, yeah. Squirtle Squad, of course.
I was about to say Squirtle Squad. Underwater Squad.
I also too, like, call me simple, but the colors of all these starters is very satisfying to me.
Oh, it really is. It really is.
Just gets me going in all the wrong
gets
ways.
Gets the people going.
Of course. Now, War Turtle. What's the deal? B? Like middle of the pack? Okay. I can see that because like
It
looks like it's going in a different direction.
Yeah, it really does, and I never liked the design. Like, I always, can I just skip the War Turtle and just go from Squirtle to Blastoise? I don't really like it. It kind of looks like, how Charmeleon doesn't, Charmeleon at least looks kind of similar to Charmander, and Ivysaur kind of looks like it, but War Turtle just goes completely different. It grows hair, and then he loses hair in the Dirt Evolution.
I can relate. I can relate a lot.
Is that hair? Can we say that's hair, or is that his ears? Does he lose ears?
See, like, this is where I get confused. I thought, like, as a dumb kid, I was like, those are wings coming out of his head. Because they look like wings, right? Look like wings.
I like you, Rock. I'm like an infant. I'm not going to give you.
All right, fair. Blastoise.
S tier.
S, okay.
Just look how he's posed. Like, he's back towards you, his head's over you.
Yeah, he's throwing that thing back in a parallelogram. But,
S tier.
You're so... I was gonna say, if you put Caterpie over Charmander, there's something wrong with you. I'm going B tier. Not bad, not good, just kind of there.
Yeah, B. I'll give you B.
All right, Metapod.
Metapod.
I'm going C.
I'm going B, dude. Remember the episode where the bull Metapod said Harden?
Bro, the only thing he does is get hard.
Yeah,
and
dude.
In a good way.
I wish I could get hard and stay hard.
They got pills for that. They got pills for that, but we'll give you a B.
Yeah. And it kind of reacts with the ecstasy, I think, because that doesn't really work.
All right. Butterfree.
I say A. It helped me when I had Charmander against Rock.
Yeah, I'll go A. It's a nice little thing there. It's also, like, one of the only likable bug Pokemon, at least in my opinion.
I completely forgot. Should we done Pikachu? Because technically Pikachu is a starter.
No, he's over. He's down yonder in the list. We'll get to him. He's not the star. He's not the star. Get out of here.
He has two of his own games. He says, let's go Pikachu and Pokemon Yellow.
Well, he can go to the back of the line. speaking of back to the line, Weedle. Looks like a flaccid dong. I'm going C.
It's Party Wiener. I'll give you a C.
I'll give it. All right. Call me crazy, but I like Kakuna more than Metapod, but I'm not gonna give it a higher tier. I'll put it on B tier.
You're basically saying, like, in Generation 2, Kaskuna and Silicone, you're like, oh, one's better than the other one.
No, different color. This one at least looks different.
Are you saying that people like colors don't matter? Is that what you're
I don't
saying
see color. I don't see color. Even though every Pokemon game is named after a color.
All right.
Almost called them. You know what? I'll go see.
Okay.
Speaking of things I'm going to be doing, I'm going to be drilling this list later on today.
That's sus. That's kind of sus.
It's Valentine's Day. I got to have self-love. What are we doing with B-Drill?
B.
I'm going B? Yeah.
B. My boy.
Speaking of your boy, Pidgey.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's just a bird.
So we're going
beef bird.
All right. Now this is where things get a little controversial.
Don't be a Pidgey. Don't be a stupid Pidgeotto. Be a Pidgeotto.
No, Pidgey. This is Pidgeotto, right?
Yeah. Pidgeot and then Pidgeotto. So don't be stupidotto. Be a Pidgeotto.
We're going B or are we going C?
No, I'll say B.
B. All right. I'm going A tier for
a Pidgeot. I was going to say, yeah. I thought you were going to get
it. Just a little thing it got going on.
I also liked it. One of my favorite flying type Pokemon.
Just the flow. I like the flow.
Da ra ta da 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 ta da.
I'm going to go C tier for Rattata.
No, it's pronounced ratata tata 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 tata
tata. Ratata.
I say D. D.
D? Alright, I'll give you that. I don't really care for this line. I'm gonna go same thing with Raticate.
Yeah, alright.
I just whenever I see that poke alright, for you know what? Spearow and Pharaoh going in D tier as well.
Like once you see Pidgey, like why would you want Pharaoh and Spearow? It's like
and it just looks scrawny and weird. It looks like it'll give you a disease. See, I'm just saying, that's how I think of Spearow and Pharaoh.
Pokemon.
Yeah, Snake, or Ekans, as they like to call it.
C tier.
Okay.
No, that was a fan of Ekans. And...
How about Arbok? I would rank it higher. I'd go B. I like this.
I really don't care about I'll give you a B on that.
Yeah, I just like the little cobra design it has, and
it's cool.
It's a cool snake.
Yeah.
All right, Pikachu. You with your nonsense, Pikachu.
I want to say D because I have such a bad memory of Pokemon Yellow and Brock's gym.
You just get destroyed.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like Pikachu is like, grant you, that's. That is Pokemon, But, like, come on now. There's better Pokemon in the world.
Yeah. Like I said, bad memory. I hate Pikachu. D tier.
D. Controversial take. Right, Raichu?
D as well, because of the third gen using fucking double team over and over again.
Surge, man.
Made me hate Pikachu and Raichu.
Remember that whole story about, like, Ash facing Surge, and he was like, yeah, you gotta evolve your Pikachu, otherwise you're gonna be stupid and dumb and not beat anybody.
What?
You
like Pikachu. What?
Remember that whole episode with Surge?
What you said at the end, because you broke up on my end.
I was like, oh, like, you're dumb. You'll lose to everybody.
And he did. He never won the Pokemon League until he had a freaking OP team. Pikachu didn't do shit in the last league.
Until,
he had a Dragonite, a Gengar, freaking broken-ass team.
20-something years later, finally got it done.
Still didn't love Pikachu.
This guy. Sandshrew. I'm going to go C. Yeah, look at us.
Look at that.
Sand Slash. I can go B.
Yeah, I can go B too. Yeah.
I like his Alolan form too, the ice type. Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. Granted, it's a little excessive with all the ice coming out of his back, but you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The first Pokemon that really confused me in life. Nidoran female.
I say C.
Okay. I respect that.
I didn't really care about, even though the third evolutions were good. Same thing. I'll put it in C, unless you think you want to put it in B.
Nidorino. Yeah. Female. C tier. Nidoqueen. I'm going S tier. I really like Nidoqueen.
You're gonna go S. Okay.
It's good. You like that?
Yeah.
I'm going to go the same thing for Nidoking too, but you know.
Oh, yeah, I was going to go with Nidoking. I'll say the same thing for those C's.
So Nidoran and Nidorino male.
And Nidoking S tier. Fun fact, I actually found out when, if you're playing the remakes and generate, so during the third generation of Fire Red, Leaf Green, Nidoking can learn Surf.
Yeah. I think I used him for an HM slave once. I don't know why. I was stupid.
Because I remember I had Charmander, and I didn't have a water Pokemon at the time, and I was going up to the fire gym. And I'm like, I need, you know, you have to go from Kanto, you have to go from Platte Town, you have to go down straight to Cinnabar Island. And I didn't have Surf at the time. And then I was like, oh, I'll cut a Pokemon. This is like when I didn't know my Pokemon well, so I was like, okay, Surf, let's see what I learned then. And they're like, oh, Nidoking, you learn Surf. I'm like, what the fuck? He's Poison Ground? You learn Surf?
How?
Yeah. I'm like, okay.
I really like that line, the third stage evolutions. They're really cool.
All right, you're going to hate me on this one.
But if you put this anything above A tier, I'm not going to talk to you.
I was going to say A tier just because the Pokemon Stadium minigames when the Clefairies was like, you know that minigame was like,
He's talking about Clefairy and Clefable, but which one's which? Do you want Clefairy in what tier?
Oh, A, Clefable, put that in C tier. See there.
C?
Unless if you think it should be somewhere else.
No, that's fair. Mm-hmm. Vulpix and Ninetales.
Where would you put this? Because I hate this Pokemon. I really did.
I'll go Vulpix B tier.
Mm-hmm.
Ninetales A tier. Processing.
I am. I really hate Ninetales. I really do.
How majestic. It's like Naruto. No. It was Naruto before Naruto.
You can have that just because you said Naruto, right?
See?
I just hate it because as a kid, I evolved my Ninetales, my what's the Ninetales, and they didn't learn any fire moves, and you had to wait, and I got so pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
Like, you're a fire type. Do something, please.
Yeah. Why do you only know roar? Stop it.
Shout out to Jigglypuff. I'm going S tier. Just because of Smash, the Jiggly Death move.
I was about to say, just because of Smash.
Yeah. Right? Or are you thinking A?
I'll say A because, you know what? Give me S because it was a misunderstood Pokemon in the anime when they just wanted the saying.
I'm going to say Jigglypuff was a menace in the anime, so.
He was misunderstood.
Yeah. He was drawing on people's faces. Remember he took the marker? He had a marker.
Yeah, oh, that was great. And everyone hated him for no reason. Poor dude. He just wanted to sing.
Yeah, let him sing. Yeah. I'm Iggly Buff. I'm going to go...
Ugly Buff, B.
I'm going to go B, yeah. All right, Zubat.
All right, in Generation 1, I did not care about this at all, so you put both of these in C tier.
I agree. We'll go Golbat and Zubat.
Yeah, what that mouth do, though?
What that mouth do? that'll bite something off for sure. The Oddish line, all the way up. Gloom and then Vileplume. I'm going to go C tier for the first two.
Okay. I can see that, yeah.
Vileplume, I'm going to go B, because I really like it as a grass type.
Grass poison type.
Grass poison. Yeah, also, too, in Pokemon Go, it was like my first like strong like 3-star Pokemon, and I put it in a gym in Disney World, and it held it down for like 3 days. It held it down. It was like at the Magic Kingdom castle for 3 days, and it was a legendary run. So I'm just going to go B tier.
Okay. But that's not your Vita.
No, I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
I don't like the Paris line at all. I'd put it in D tier.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Get it down there. This line too, the Venonat line.
I feel like you put those in the same line where the Caterpie is.
You put it in B tier?
No, you put it in B tier? Oh, no, you put it in D tier. I mean, it's basically like the Caterpie and Weedle line.
Yeah, all right, fine.
All right, but now we got Florshit. And 3 floor shits.
He's talking about Diglett and Dutrio. You see the statues sometimes of like the Dugtrio, and they're all huddled together.
Yeah, and like above. I want a
full statue in my front yard of that one day. It'll scare all the kids away. I'm gonna go D tier. They're just three of the same Pokemon.
Nah, C tier, because that was that helped you against Surge.
All right, fine. They're useful.
At least D tier. This one I'll put D.
Meowth line?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Put my boy on S tier. That's not, unless you think somewhere else.
No, Psyduck be chilling. Also, I can relate to all the headaches all the time.
Psyduck.
I can feel those headaches. Also, as I get older, the more I realize I'm more like him than any other Pokemon.
I honestly thought you wanted. I thought you were gonna make me use my Vito. I was like, I don't.
Oh no, I respect that. Also, he gave Misty a lot of trouble, so respect.
Misty was a dot.
True king. Golduck.
C tier.
A tier. Or S.
B.
I'll meet you with B. I just like him because he's blue.
Yeah. I wanted to see, but then you said S. I was like, I could do B.
All right, fair. That's fair. The Mankey line with Primeape. Mankey, I can go C. Primeape, I got to go A.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, I agree with that.
Just because Primeape is pretty dank, not going to lie.
Yeah.
The whole Growlithe line, I'm putting S tier.
Yeah, fun fact, you know, his Pokedex says he's a legendary.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when I was looking through, like, the pictures before recording, I'm like, whenever I was little, I convinced myself that was Entei for, like, a brief amount of time. And I was like, oh, I got an Entei, but it's really Arcanine.
If you read the Pokedex in Pokemon Leaf Green and Fire Red, it says that Arcanine is a legendary dog.
Look at that, you know?
He was actually supposed to be a legendary in Generation 3, but they scrapped it last minute.
He's a legendary in our eyes.
All right, so Poliwag and it's Poliwag.
Poliwag, Poliwhirl, and Poliwrath.
All right, the first two, I'll say C, and Poliwrath, I'll put A. What do you think?
I agree. Okay. I agree. Okay, the Abra line.
One of my favorite Pokemon.
I'm going S tier.
Yes, thank you.
Great psychic type. Also, Abra, Kadabra was banned in, like, I think the card game for a while because of something. Oh, yeah. I forgot. I think he just got reinstated or something, so that's glad to see the Kings back.
I'll say A tier for the tab vote.
Yeah, I'll go there.
I brought D because I fucking used teleport when you try to catch it, and it was so annoying.
Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay, so I'm going to put the Machop line. Oh, no. Machamp is going S tier because he's dope. Machoke can go A, and Machop can go C because I don't like his body. It looks a little weird to me.
All right, so I have a hatred towards this. This is why I said I let you, whatever you did, because I would have put all three in B tier if I had a choice, because my parents not really let me hang out with friends when I was younger, so I couldn't really evolve a Machoke into a Machop when I was like,
Yeah, you had to trade him.
You had to trade him. So in elementary school, and that's when I was playing Pokemon Fire Red, it was until middle school when I was able to hang out with my friends and able to do the trades. But for the longest time, I couldn't have Machoke. So that's why I wouldn't put it in.
All right. The Weepin' Bell line.
All right. Hear me out. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Bellsprout, I can kind of go D tier. Because, like, what that mouth do?
I would have put Weeping Bell, the first two, in C tier. Because what that mouth do?
Yes, fair.
And then Victory Bell, I would put it the same way you put what was that, the Audacious Star Evolution on? Can't pronounce it.
Vileplume? Yeah, I could put that in B.
Because that was mine. You know how Vileplume was yours? Yeah, Victor Bell was mine in Pokemon games.
All right, the Tentacool and Tentacruel line.
Squidward. This is your Discord profile, by the way. You're Squidward, so.
Well, I can just say, like, from the anime, when that big Tentacruel, like, destroyed the city, that stood in my head as a moment in time, so I can put that in A tier, at least Tentacruel.
I can see that.
Tentacool, I'll go C, because he's just kind of there.
All right,
just us guys being dudes, speaking of Geodude. You see what I did there? That was pretty cool. What are we doing with this line? I don't like anything up until Golem.
You have a pebble, you have a rock, and you have another rock. So, the pebble, D tier.
Okay.
The rock, you would see. And then now, what do you want to put the boulder?
I can go B. I think that's a nice little spot for him.
B for Boulder? Okay.
B for Boulder. Look at that. Let's see. You know? There's a method to the madness here.
Yeah.
The Ponyta and Rapidash line. I like Ponyta better. I don't know why.
I can only put it up to B. I can't put it higher than that.
I respect that. I'm going to go for B both for both. B for both.
Both, huh? So now, like you said, how you like grab that? You like Ponyta. I like Slowbro. I relate to Slowbro.
So Slowbro
and Slowpoke both of them. I relate, but unless you think they should go somewhere else.
No, I dig it. B tier, right, for those two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right. Like how it's funny how a Cloyster also the only Pokemon that needs so well, but another Pokemon.
It's crazy.
But, yeah.
Points for creativity there, though.
Yeah, right? It's like the fusion dance.
Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habits. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, N-O-O-M, .com/believe. B-L. Yeah. I think Magneton and Magnemite are the same as Dugtrio and all that. Because it's just three of the same Pokemon taped to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that.
I like the Pokemon card, like the first edition of Magneton, where it's like all the holo. But, you know, other than that, Farfetch'd, D-tier, don't care about them.
Okay, I'll give you that. Yeah, I can see that.
Same with these two stooges. Dodudo and Dudu Head, whatever. No, Doduo.
So the first one is Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and the third one is Three Stooges.
Exactly. So they're both going there. All right, this is where we start rattling off, because I don't like the seal line.
I don't want that. D.
My favorite thing. Come and muck.
Yeah.
What do we think?
Grimer and Come. Sorry.
Grimer, I can go B tier because him in the anime with Ash is pretty cool.
I don't remember that, but sure, I think he was rooted for it.
Muck or Come can go into D tier because
that's Grimer. That's not Come. Muck is.
Oh cum. Yeah. So, but either way, the first evolution go in D tier.
Right.
Speaking of what that mouth do. Shelder with his tongue hanging out. It's a little creepy.
A little bit. Where would you put it?
C? Maybe D? I can see D. Because I like Cloyster. And correct me if I'm wrong, was he a water type before he was an ice type?
No, he was both water ice.
Water and ice. Okay, that hurts my brain. I'll go D for the first evolution.
Okay.
And I'll go for Cloyster. I'm thinking B. Or
go
would you go with
A? Go down the Pokemon. I want to see if I want to use my.
I feel like anything would be the evolutions, but I think we agree on which one's the best.
But no, I just want to see my. If I want to use my veto right now or not.
I'm very flexible with this. Wherever you want to put this.
Oh, with Cloyster?
Yeah.
S tier. I always thought he was cool.
S. Okay. No, I didn't want to give it too generous of a pick here, but I respect it because it's cool.
All right, so that's how I veto them, since you say we're flexible. All right.
All right, the Ghastly line, all the way up to Gengar. All
right. C tier for, I'll say Ghastly.
I was just about to say. These two gotta go S, Haunter and Gengar.
I could give Gengar an S tier. I love Gengar. Hunter?
Maybe an A tier?
Yeah, I can do A. I can do A for Hunter.
Alright.
We haven't used our Vitos yet.
We're good.
Yeah, we've been working on it. We've been...
Watch it all goes downhill soon enough. Onyx, I can go B tier?
Onyx B tier?
I just Steelix more.
Yeah, but you can't think about that. You're thinking it's the first time you're playing Pokemon.
I know. All right, fine. Look at you being the voice of reason.
Your favorite Pokemon.
Drowsy and Hypno.
Bill Cosby, your favorite person. And Drowsy.
D, and then I'll put Hypno at C. I like Hypno a little better.
Hypno always creeps me out.
Look how now.
I can do C. I'm just stating a fact. Don't know when I was younger.
I'm having the internal struggle because I'm looking at him there. Yeah, he's going D tier. He's a little too creepy. Krabby and Kingler with the little bubbles coming out of his mouth.
Just like that. Also, I love the interaction in the anime.
That's true. I can go B.
Yeah, I could do
for both of them or just Krabby.
Give me a sec. I'm thinking.
Kingler's cool, but, like, I don't think there's anything that crazy about him.
No, there's not. Go down one more time. Yeah, okay. I agree wherever you put him. You can have the next lines.
The Voltorb and Electrode line.
I feel like that's the same with the trio lines.
I would go even worse and say D tier.
Okay.
I don't get the hype. Plus, they just blow themselves up all the time.
I can relate.
This guy. Oh my gosh. This guy. The execute and executor line. Shout out to the one cracked egg in the back, always lurking.
they never explained that whatsoever. No, they never did. Like,
his brain happened? Is hanging out. He's not doing too hot back there.
Like, what happened to you, homie? You good?
I'm gonna go C tier for execute.
Just because the crack dead, you gotta give him something. Yeah.
Just because they're mean to him. He's just back there. He's not even facing the right way. Like, he's facing away from all of them. So it just kind of makes it even worse. Executor, I can go B tier because he's kind of cool. He's a cool psychic type too.
Psychic grass, yeah, I can see that. I'll give you that.
All right, the saddest story of them all. Cubone and Marowak.
The saddest Pokemon of them all.
Sad, sad times, my friend. Cubone, I can feel a C.
Yeah.
And Marowak, I can go B.
Yes, and correct me if I'm wrong, and this might be the Mandela effect. When you go into the tower and you go battle the ghost version of Marowak, I always remember that you were able to catch him.
I can't recall that. I mean, I can't recall being able to catch him.
You know, because I've been doing my Pokemon run, Nuzlocke run over on Twitch, Idiot's House, so I'll plug in. And I was doing that, and I got up to the Marowak, and I couldn't catch him. Like, I always thought you were able to catch him.
Yeah. Anyway. I gotta redo that and see what's up. Maybe this is where we split. Hitmonlee and Hitmonchan. I was more of a Hitmonchan guy.
Same.
Oh, look at that. Then where are we putting Hitmonlee?
I say C.
C and Hitmonchan.
And as a boxer now, I more relate to Hitmonchan with those fists.
Look at you. You're a little boxer man over there.
Put up your dukes.
We thinking B? Or A?
Wherever you want to put him. I will be wherever you put him.
I'll go A just for the sake of he's kind of cool. Also, that was kind of a cool moment when you beat the gym leader and you're like, oh, you can pick one. It's like, okay. Oh, there's a lot of... Gen 1 has a lot of what that mouth do Pokemon. Because lick a tongue.
Yo, what that mouth do?
Kind of creeps me out. I'm going to go C tier. Are we thinking?
That was my sign of it.
Coughing and wheezing?
I think the same thing with the Voltorb line and everything like that.
They're at the bottom of the barrel. Rhyhorn and Rhydon. Rhyhorn, I can go B, because he's kind of cool looking, like an armored little...
Which Pokemon?
Rhyhorn. Horn. He's horny. This guy, right here.
You can ride on his dick!
This fucking guy. Rhyhorn, I'm going B.
Okay. That's why I wanted you to repeat it, by the way.
This guy. Rhydon, I'm going A tier.
Okay.
He's in good company up there. Chansey! The HP, the tank.
You know, as a kid for the longest time, I thought that Chansey was unavailable in Pokemon. We weren't able to catch him ever. And for the longest time, I never caught a Chansey in Fire Red. So I thought it was just a Pokemon that you could never catch. You could never catch.
It just worked at the Pokemon Center.
It just worked at the Pokemon Center. Minimum wage.
Yeah.
Same with Genghis Khan. I always thought you could never get a Genghis Khan as well.
They were the Safari Zone, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you can never get them.
Very rare, though, those two. I'm thinking Chansey.
C? Yeah. C for
Chansey? Yeah. Chansey! Tangela. I can go D tier for this. I do not care about this Pokemon.
I used to call this Tangeli.
Tangeli?
Yeah, D.
B?
D, I said D!
I thought you said B. I was like, geez, I might have to override you there. Kangaskhan, I gotta go A tier. I really like this Pokemon. The little dude in the pocket up front, chilling.
I can only put it on B.
All right, I'll meet with you. I'll meet with you.
I thought you were going to veto on me on that one.
No, it's not that much of a Pokemon that I'm willing to veto, because in case you like Mr. Mime over there, I don't know. Horsea and Seadra.
I did not care for them in Generation 1. I did not.
I'll go C tier.
Okay.
The Goldeen and...
Seaking. What?
Seaking. One of my I blacked out there. Goldeen and Seaking. I can go C tier as well.
Yeah.
I just don't like them. I think these are the Pokemon, or at least Seaking, looks too real. Like, he looks too much of a real, like, I can see Pidgey? The inner...
What about Pidgey?
Pidgey looks just enough to kind of, like, throw me off a little bit. God. But he, like, look at his eyes. There's something dead in those eyes. He's seen some things. He's seen some things. Staryu and Starmie.
Staryu. I don't know why, as a kid, I always liked Starmie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what draw. Not because of water psychic. I don't know just the design. Staryu, I could go with C or D. Because it's just starfish.
Also, whenever, like, in the anime, he didn't say his name. He was always like, ha! Ha! And I was like, okay, relax, buddy.
Speaking of mouth, with that mouth, he doesn't have a mouth.
Yeah, like, how are you making those sounds? Wait, no, starfish have, like, a little thing under in their bowels, in the underneath side, the undercarriage. Starmie, I'm going A tier.
Yeah, I see that.
Get him up there.
Yeah.
Mr. Mime.
I know a Pokemon which I didn't know existed they were able to catch.
I'm going B tier. He creeps me out.
Yes, yeah, C tier.
He's a creepy boy. Also, him with Ash's mom at home.
Oh.
We'll know what's happening there. Scyther, I'm going A tier. Look at those blades, his hands.
Okay, all right, I see that.
Look at him. He got blades. Jinx, the Pokemon that got canceled, the first ever. This should be your Pokemon, the canceled Pokemon back in the day.
Oh no!
Did you hear why it got canceled?
Was it because of the skin color? Or?
Yeah, the face was black, like pitch black, and they changed it to purple. Which, looking back on those cards.
Yo, fun fact, there's a character in Dragon Ball Z called Mr. Popo, and he's black, and he gets to change his face.
I tell ya. Where are we putting Jinx? Because it's creepy. I kind of want to put it at C tier.
Yeah, I was going to say, same as Mr. Mime.
Yeah, they can hang out together down there. Mm-hmm. Electabuzz.
C-tier.
Really?
Yeah. Same way, for me, I'll put Magmar in the same thing.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. At that point in the game, you didn't really need a fire type because you had all these other starter. And Arcanine, you know. Pinsir.
So, for the longest time, because Generation 3, they also had where you were able to put Generation Fire, but Generation 2 Wind ones into this game because it was a remake. It came out at the same time as Ruby Sapphire and Emerald. And in the Pokédex, and it said that, you know how in Fire Red, the way the Pokédex was, like, some Pokémon shared one dex entry or whatever?
Yeah.
So, Heracross was next to Pinsir, so for the longest time, I always thought that Heracross evolved, Pinsir evolved into Heracross.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah, but, C-tier.
Pinsir. Okay. Yeah, it was bug fighting, right? Or something like that? Or just
Pinsir is just bug. Heracross is bug fighting.
There we go. Tauros. See? Do you like him better?
No, I was going to say D.
Okay, I respect that. It's just kind of there. Yeah. Magikarp.
Fish.
The fish. So, what are we thinking?
Before we go pick, when I was stupid, and I also had no imagination whatsoever. I called Magikarp fish. How do you spell fish, Kev?
F-I-S-H.
I spelled it F-E-S-H. Fish. So he was fish.
Fish.
Where do you want to put fish?
B tier.
You want to put fish in? Okay.
Because, like, remember James got fleeced on the ship? Because, like, he thought he was getting, like, a rare. And it was like, wasn't it painted or something?
Yeah. Whenever the submarine they had to, and it was
Yeah, they always had like Pokemon themed like vessels. So prop to them. Gyarados S tier.
Okay.
Just because shiny Gyarados too, you know.
Oh yeah.
Lapras S. Right. I gotta yeet him or her all the way up to the top. Ditto.
Where are you going to put him?
For his service in the world of breeding Pokemon, I got to go A tier. My man. You would put him in S?
I'll put him in S.
All right. Yeah, for his service in breeding.
I also want to put this out here since Kevin's going to regret me. I asked Kevin, would you have sex with Ditto? Because you could have Ditto chance for anything. And Kevin was like, dude, his eyes, I can't do it. It's his blank eyes.
Yeah, because every time it transforms, like if you've seen...
Wait, hold on. Like, 1 second. Stay there. Keep talking. This is part of the bit. Hold on.
Part of the bit. Like, if you see like when Ditto transforms sometimes, yes, he can transform into like, I don't know, Charmander, but he keeps the same Ditto face. Like the two little dots, the deadpan dots, and like that little weird smile. So like he keeps the Ditto face. It creeps me out. What if he transforms into like Rhea Ripley, and then like I'm seeing Rhea Ripley, but it's like Ditto's face. So
why
it's like,
why did I come back and you're talking about Rhea Ripley?
Because that's where it always goes.
So you know how you said like you transform and you got those eyes, right? Yeah, you have the camera looking at me right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That is what scares me. Because it's like, yeah, you'll transform into anything. And then when you turn around, it's like, oh, gosh, you're... Yeah, and there's Ditto. I love Ditto, though. I love Ditto. He's a good person. Shout out to all the ones that have been abused in the breeding play. Get Chinese. Eevee. I got to go A tier. I know it's a normal type, nothing special, but, like, it looks cute.
Now, here's something controversial. Generation 1, I didn't care about the Eevees.
Nothing I can really, see that.
Like, I didn't care about... I always picked Vaporeon.
Yeah.
But, like, I never cared about Flareon or Jolteon, even though Jolteon's the better one. Eevee, I'll do C tier. Eevee.
Okay.
Actually, no. You know what? Did you have it?
I had it at B.
Oh, I could do B. The first Pokemon that can evolve into multiple different things. Yeah. Probably, yeah. All right.
Vaporeon S tier. Or
yeah, A. I could do A. I could do A.
Just because, like, you know, water type supremacy.
And he looks pretty dope as a water type Pokemon.
A Jolteon.
Confidential. I like I said, the Vaporeon is the one I really cared for. Jolteon, I could put that in the D.
Yeah, I never really went for Jolteon. I might do the same thing with Flareon.
Yeah, same D. Yeah. All right. Look at this. This is why we're friends. We haven't used our vetoes. We've been good.
We're healing our bonds, you know? It's great. It's great stuff. Porygon.
The only way you're able to get them if you buy them at the game store.
Look at that. I'm going to go C tier.
I can see that, yeah. C tier.
The Omanyte line. Cthulhu over here.
So, were you Helix Fossil or were you the Dome Fossil?
I was the Dome Fossil.
Alright, so that's Kabutops. Then, I always pick Cthulhu, so I could do C tier for Cthulhu.
The whole line with Omnistar too?
Yeah.
All right. Kabutops, or Kabuto, I should go first. I can go C tier with that, because, you know, it's there. Kabutops, yeah. I can go B.
What do you put Scyther?
I put Scyther at A tier.
I put Kabuto up to B tier.
I'll put it at B.
Were you thinking A?
No, I was saying B for Kabutops.
Okay, I want to make sure we're on the same line.
All right, next on the docket, Aerodactyl.
You ever revive them?
Yeah, I brought Aerodactyl back with the fossil.
Uh-huh.
I can go B tier for Aerodactyl.
Yeah, okay, I agree with that.
Snorlax, S tier.
Yeah. I got my boy.
Yeah, you have to support. Yeah. Articuno. Right.
So the three legendary line. This also has to go with what team you represented in Pokemon Go.
Okay, nice. So then I'm Articuno. I'm Team Mystic.
Yeah, same.
All right, so then S tier.
Yeah.
All right, look at us. Look at us. Who would have thought?
All right, Zapdos in Spanish means shoe.
Call me crazy, but I could go B tier for that. I like Zapdos more than Moltres.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And Moltres, I can go C tier.
The fire chicken.
Yeah, are we thinking C tier for Moltres?
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, the Dratini line.
I did not care about the Dragonite line, even though it was the first Dragon type one. I did not care. I liked Dragon out of the old three. Dragon Air is the more appealing one out of the three. But it's like, how do you go from Dragon Air and then Dragonite.
It's a big mystery.
Yeah.
Dragon Dratini and Dragon Air. I can go C tier and then Dragon Knight A tier.
I was thinking Dratini C tier and Dragon Knight C tier and Dragon Air A tier.
I can go Dragon Air A tier.
Okay.
I'm going to have to override you here. This is my override.
Oh, no.
Dragon Knight is going A tier.
What if I use my override?
So then he lands in B.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right. Mewtwo and Mew. Will we... I got to go Mewtwo S tier.
Did you ever catch him? Because you know you had to collect all... You Pokédex had to be a finish to get Mewtwo. Did you ever finish your Pokemon?
I can confidently say...
Were you a completist? That's what I'm saying.
No, I was going to say, in any Pokemon game, I have not completed the Pokedex. I do not have the time, nor do I have the attention span to complete a Pokedex in a game. So, I'm going Mewtwo S tier. Mew A tier.
You know what? I am going to use my Ditto and put Mew on S tier because he's basically Ditto. Ditto's a fear.
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Look at that. We got. I like this list.
I was surprised we agree with the majority of all of them. We did, besides Dragonite. But,
maybe we're more alike than we think.
Yeah.
You know? Right? Maybe. Maybe there's something here. Well, what you could do is listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and, of course, the Bleav Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
And on the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Later.
Thank you for listening to Bleav. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Bleav.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.